and welcome to How Do You Feel, the show that is dedicated to your health and wellness and is currently sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. I'm your host, Lorraine King, and today I'm visiting with two ladies from the health department. I'm visiting with Michelle Compton, who is Child and Family Health Program Coordinator, as well as a regular, Leisha Street Matter, who is the breastfeeding peer counselor and certified lactation counselor. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
All right. I'm sorry here. We're going to talk about a big topic that's been in the headlines for the last month, and that President Biden has taken some steps to address, but we don't know how it's going to work. And that is the formula shortage for babies, toddlers, that's been happening across the U.S., a prosperous, industrious, modern-day country. What is going on?
Yeah, so we have been experiencing a shortage nationally as well as locally for typically or mostly baby formula. We've been seeing that really since February. We did have a massive formula recall in February that impacted infant formula. And that has just kind of been heightened by supply chain issues with the pandemic, and we've just really seen it worsen over the past several weeks.
Okay, so have you been getting lots of calls, parents in a panic? And then what are you telling them?
We have. So I would estimate on average we're getting at least 3 to 5 calls a day from WIC participants that are in search of formula and not able to locate it.
And what do you tell them?
So there's a few things. We will ask about different stores that they've tried. So it may mean that when you would traditionally go to Walmart or Kroger, you might have to try a CVS, a Walgreens, another smaller store that carries formula, or travel a little bit further to find that formula. If it's still not able to be found, then there's a couple of things we might do. We might have you talk with your pediatrician to see if there's alternate formula that is available that would still work perfectly fine for your child. And then at WIC, we can replace a current formula with a new formula if you need to.
Okay, now you just threw a term in there, WIC. You want to remind our listeners what that stands for?
I would love to. So the WIC program is a special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children. Mm-hmm. So we, the participants on our program have to be pregnant or up to 1 year postpartum and have children from birth up to age 5. WIC is income-based, so you have to be at or below a certain income level in order to qualify for the program, and you must live within the state of Illinois to be on an Illinois WIC program.
Okay, so it's impacting those ladies that are already interacting with you as well as others who might be panicking. Now, you know, I've been reading stories in the news about people driving hours and not being able to find any, and then I've seen some comments online that says, we did carnation and we did just fine, you know. Can people use those canned evaporated milks for their babies and toddlers?
So we, along with any pediatrician that I have talked to, really discourage trying to do any homemade formula. I know it's a scary time, but it is really unsafe to do so. With the information that we have now and the research, we know that breast milk and formula are the only appropriate ways to feed an infant under age 1. And feeding them alternate things like a homemade formula or even cow's milk or another animal milk too early could cause some serious medical problems for that infant.
So if a parent has no formula, they still should not use evaporated milk. What should they do?
Correct. So they should contact their pediatrician and they should contact their WIC office. If they have any friends or family support that may have formula, we have been able to at least find some formula that they can use instead of trying to do a homemade formula or another type of milk. It might not be the formula that you're used to. It might be a generic brand of formula. You know, it may be a specialty formula, but doing a formula is much, much better than trying to do a homemade type of baby food or doing cow's milk too early.
Okay.
We also refer a lot of our clients to the Crittenton Center. They do have donated formula, and a lot of times moms can get a certain amount from Crittenton Center. Uh-huh. They have been a great help to a lot of our clients, so we are referring a lot of our moms there that can't find certain formulas.
I know that I read, I think it was in the news last night, it said, don't hoard the formula because it's something that some child could be using that day. And then does it have like an indefinite shelf life or not?
Right. So formula can expire. Hmm. So if you are purchasing more than you need, just as you mentioned, there's a baby across town that doesn't have formula today. Uh-huh. And if you have 10 cans in your pantry, you're keeping those 10 cans from a child that needs them today. And of course, if you keep them too long, then they will expire and then nobody will be able to use them. So we definitely discourage anybody trying to keep, you know, stockpiles of formula. We recommend trying to have at least a week at a time, but not trying to save up months worth of formula in your pantry.
Now, even though you said they shouldn't try any homemade formula, they should call a pediatrician, you know, their doctor. And if it's just not available, then like last resort, what should they do?
As Lisha mentioned, I know that we talked with the Crittenton Center last week and they had formula at the Crittenton Center. So a last resort would be doing another type of formula. Sometimes it's like when I went to the store the other day, there were some smaller containers of the ready-to-feed formula. So if you traditionally would use powdered formula, you may have to try a couple cans of the concentrate formula or the ready-to-feed. But I would say in all cases that I'm aware of, people have been able to find a formula, okay, an infant formula. It just might not be the formula that their child is used to. So in the short-term period, providing some type of infant formula is better than obviously not providing anything or providing something that's not an approved infant formula.
Now, you said powder. I hadn't think of it because when I think of formula, you know, I automatically think of the liquid. And so I didn't realize that there was powder formula, but then I'm not in that age bracket that would be utilizing that product. So is formula primarily powdered or is it primarily liquid?
So most of our participants prefer the powdered formula. On WIC, we can provide most people with either the cans of powder or their smaller cans of concentrate, and you just mix that concentrate with water. And then in special circumstances, there's another type of formula that is ready to feed, so there's no mixing involved at all. It's usually in smaller containers.
So when people get the powder formula, they mix it with water. Are there any restrictions on just using tap water, or do you have to use distilled water, or?
So if you are using tap water, that is fine. You would just need to boil it first to make sure that it's sanitary and safe. Oh. So you could take tap water, bring it to a boil for about 5 minutes, and then let that water cool first, and then you're okay to use that water. A lot of people like to purchase like purified drinking water from the grocery store. So that's an option as well. But if you have any question on whether your water is safe, you could contact the city to make sure that your water's okay. Or when in doubt, you could always boil your water.
So what happens if you don't use the right water or you don't boil it first?
If your water is not safe for drinking, then you could have there could be a risk of making baby ill or causing upset stomach or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I read that President Biden was going to invoke the Emergency Defense Act or something. And so what is that going to do? Do you know, either one of you?
I don't have that information. I did see that recently a couple days ago that there were two action steps that they were taking. One was to increase that emergency defense funding. And then the other was to try to obtain formula from overseas. But I don't have any details on a timeline or what that would look like.
Now, that's interesting, overseas, because a lot of times we're warned against using formula for overseas because we know that there has been formula that has unsafe particles in it that's been gotten from overseas. And why was the other plant shut down in the first place?
So there was a plant in Michigan that was shut down due to the potential that it was causing a foodborne illness among infants.
Was that because of the water supply in Michigan, or what? You don't know what it was?
I am not sure. From my understanding, it was something specific in that plant. I don't know if it was how things were handled. I don't have any specifics on that.
So then that brings up another concern. If there's one plant that's responsible for most of the supply, that means we're not really as safe as we think.
Right. I think this experience will certainly cause a lot of people to examine our current process and procedures and how we could improve that to avoid things like this in the future.
Okay.
And I'm certain, like, if we do get formula from overseas, there'll be a criteria of that has to be met before it can be put on the shelves. So.
And we know we always already have these logistics problems. With other things, so it would likely be the same because it have to be tested before it can be put out for distribution to the general population. Wow. So you ladies have you been working overtime in order to respond to the demand, or what have you been doing extra to help ensure that people are looking for safe alternatives?
We have just been in constant communication with our state WIC program, who is in contact with both the USDA as well as the formula manufacturers to be getting up-to-date information on what we can do from a WIC perspective. And we've just been there to take any phone calls and listen and provide support and do what we can.
Okay. Then with the new push, how long do you ladies anticipate that this shortage might last?
I wish that I knew that answer. I have heard from our state WIC department that things should be getting better in the next couple months. The Michigan plant is set to reopen. I think I've heard like 2 or 3 weeks, but then it'll take an additional 5 or 6 weeks before production to be up and running. And I know that some of the other formula companies, such as Mead Johnson, has increased production. I think they increased production by 60%. Mm-hmm. So we should start to see some of that improving as long as we aren't having people kind of panic buying and buying more than they need and having stockpiles of formula at home.
But if I were a parent, I would panic, because if it's going to take 2 to 3 months, that's the whole summer that you're going to be experiencing a shortage or no formula at all.
From what I've seen, I feel like we're starting to see an improvement already. Mm-hmm. We have, just in the past, we've had clients mention 2 different stores that had fully stocked shelves this week.
Really?
So I think if people are able to find out when things are shipped, what day things come in, what day they're restocked, and that they're purchasing 2 or 3 cans or whatever they need, that they should be able to safely do that.
It's kind of like when COVID first started and everybody was buying all the alcohol and toilet paper.
Exactly. The toilet paper towel shortage. Yeah.
Wow. This is a new one for us in the U.S. and in Peoria.
Yep.
Who would have thought it? Now, for ladies who might be utilizing the link card, can they purchase their formula with the link card?
Absolutely. And the difference with link compared to WIC is that link is not specific for brand and size. So with the WIC EBT card, there are certain sizes and certain types of formula that are approved. Mm-hmm. With link, it can be any type of formula and any size. So we would strongly encourage, if you are not a WIC participant, to try to purchase the other sizes or the other varieties of formula. So if you see a WIC tag next to it, if you're able to, leave that formula for somebody who's on WIC who doesn't have the other options. So if you can purchase generic or a different size or one of the formulas that's not on WIC, that helps to kind of free up that for participants that don't have as many options.
Is the formula the only nutrition besides breast milk that babies get, Lisa?
So with a baby that's under age 1, formula or breast milk would be the only safe option for feeding baby. So we are seeing a slightly increase of moms wanting to try breastfeeding or pumping for their infants. And although we do recognize that not all moms can breastfeed, we are doing everything that we can to support our new moms and moms that are pregnant to educate and support and help them get breast pumps for when they do have babies. With that being said, breast milk is a great alternative if they can breastfeed their babies. We would definitely highly recommend to do that. But we do know that not all moms are able to breastfeed as well.
Now, remember once you came on and you talked about some kind of formula bank or, you know, for moms that had more breast milk than they needed, they could absolutely send it off. Do you still have that?
Absolutely. So we are a milk depot. That does not mean that we're a dispensary. So we don't have milk to give out, but we collect the milk. So once our moms call or any parents call the Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes and become a donor, if they have extra milk, we can collect that milk and then ship it to the milk bank so that they can disperse it to infants that are in need. As well as the milk bank is doing some donations to certain criteria babies that are really ill and may need certain formulas that they can't get right now. They are donating breast milk to those families. So the milk bank number is 1-847-262-5134. And that would be for any parent that has extra milk and wants to become a donor, or any parent that has an infant that may have a special formula that they're needing that they're unable to find at this time.
Okay, so while people are getting their pencils ready that weren't ready, I just want to remind those listeners who may have just joined us that you're listening to How Do You Feel on WPMV, which is 106.3 on your FM dial. The show you're listening to is How Do You Feel, and that show is currently sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. Today in our studios, we have Leisha Street Miller, who is the breastfeeding peer counselor and certified lactation counselor, as well as Michelle Compton, who is the child and family program coordinator. These ladies have been updating us on information about the formula shortage that's been experienced, not just in Peoria, but nationwide. But it sounds like that Peoria may not be as well as bad off as some other larger cities where there's a greater population. Leisha just gave you a phone number to call if you want to donate milk to the milk bank, 847-262-5134. And while the health department helps collect it, the health department does not dispense it.
Correct.
So then the ladies who want to utilize the bank, is there a number that they would call as well?
They will call the same number, the 1-847-262-5134, in order to get information on receiving donor milk. A lot of times they do put priority for the moms that their babies do have medical needs first in order to get that donor milk. But it's always a good idea to give them a call to see if they can help.
Okay. And then Michelle gave us some information about using the link versus the WIC to get milk formula. And you said that WIC has a certain criteria for sizes and brands, but link doesn't. So can somebody who needs it, can they sign up for link, or is that possible?
Yeah,
it doesn't have any criteria.
They could. So link is income-based as well. So you would have to contact the DHS office in Peoria to see if you're income eligible for the link program.
For people that are listening and might be experiencing a shortage, don't have any friends or family with that can service viable resources, do you want them to call the health department? If so, is there a dedicated number at the health department they should be calling?
So if they are a WIC participant, they can definitely call the WIC office, which is 679-6076. If you are interested or want to see if you're eligible for the WIC program. If you are not a WIC participant and you are searching for formula and can't find formula, you have a few options. You could call your pediatrician to see if they have any suggestions for an alternate formula to try.
Okay.
You could also call 211 which is a community resource that connects you with a variety of resources.
Kind of a helpline.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then the other suggestion I have would be our Crittenton Crisis Nursery in Peoria.
Okay.
I don't have their phone number off the top of my head either, but I do know that as of very recently, they did have formula on hand.
Okay.
And they had no income criteria. Just if somebody was in need, they had formula that they would be happy to help you. And then the final resource I have is the Illinois Department of Human Services very recently announced a formula finding helpline. So I'm going to give that number as well.
Okay.
And that number is 1-800-843-6154. And from my understanding, they will just kind of review some other options of places to find formula.
Okay.
So it might be smaller shops that you haven't thought of or pharmacies that carry formula. A lot of times, if you are able and willing to travel to multiple places, you may be able to find that formula, which we recognize is a big challenge right now. Transportation has always been a challenge, but with increasing gas prices and people just being busy and overwhelmed with everything, sometimes traveling is not a great option for
everything
people.
Is happening all at once.
Yes.
And not in a good way.
Yes.
So, yes, it is.
So help each other out. If you have extra formula that you want to donate, find somebody that needs it or take it right to the Crittenton Center because they can certainly use it and get it into the hands of people that need it.
Okay.
As Lisha mentioned with breast milk, if you know somebody who's breastfeeding, offer them support. You know, help them to continue to reach their goal. We have a lot of great lactation resources in our community, both at our hospitals, private practice, our WIC offices. So support that person that's breastfeeding to continue to reach their goals and just kind of, you know, be there for one another.
And then do you have tips for the person who can produce milk on how to produce more milk?
I will let Lisha. It probably depends on the specific situation, but
it's definitely going to depend on a specific situation because we definitely want to make sure that the baby that's being fed the human milk is taken care of first before mom starts to donate. So the Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes, if they do call that number, they'll be able to help them, guide them if they're wanting to, you know, donate milk. We also have several other lactation in the community at OSF Breastfeeding Resource Center, and I don't have their number offhand, but you can definitely Google it. It pops right up. And then also Unity Point Health Outpatient Lactation. They're both wonderful lactation in order to help mom. If mom is concerned about her supply, they can definitely do weighed feedings and latch assessments to make sure moms are comfortable in meeting their goals. I'm definitely a huge support person, so if they have any questions, they can always call me at 309-679-6187.
Okay, so I have lots of numbers. I'm going to go through those numbers again. One of the primary numbers is that milk bank that they can call either to donate milk or to inquire about getting milk, and that's 847-262-5134. Then they can call the WIC office, which is 309-679-6076. They can call the community helpline, which is 211. And you said the Illinois Department of Human Services has a formula helpline, 800-843-6154. And then the last number you gave me.
So the last number is for the breastfeeding peer counselors at the WIC office?
The breastfeeding peer counselors, and that one is 309-679-6187. Now, do you ladies have any parting information or tips to provide to our listeners?
I just want all moms to know that, you know, we're all in this together. We're all here to help, so please reach out. You're not alone. And we'd be happy to help you in any way that we can. So.
And then I know from past experience, they can always call that normal health department number 309-679-6000. And then they will get connected to the correct department.
Correct.
Or phone number. So thank you again, ladies, for stopping by to update our community on what's going on and what the Peoria Health Department is, Peoria City County Health Department is doing to help alleviate this shortage and to support women that are breastfeeding and to encourage women who have more milk to help others. And did you say something about coming back later this year to talk about something?
Yep, I will be back in July to talk about events for the World Breastfeeding Month that is in August.
So when you come back in August, hopefully we will see this particular situation alleviated somewhat.
Yes, I definitely hope so.
Because that plant should be back at full production by then. Okay. I want to remind our listeners that this show airs at 11 a.m. on Saturdays. It repeats at 7:30 p.m. on Sundays. And WPMV recently added podcasts to their services. So you can go to the WPMV website, WPNV.org, and look for a podcast and the topic, How Do You Feel? And you can listen to this show again to get those phone numbers and information you might have missed about the breastfeeding shortage and the upcoming World Breastfeeding Month in August. Thank you so much for being here, Michelle and Alicia.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have you. And I've been your host, Lorraine King, and I want to thank our listeners for listening.
Now is always the right time with the song.